Cold, unyielding, poisonous, dark. Black metal is anti-human. Black metal is anti-you. And at this point in history, if it were to take any less of a stance, it wouldn't even be real. We are the generations growing up under the shadow of our own doom. The party has gone on for too long, and the waste has accumulated, and the lies, and the treacherous secrets from long past, which come to haunt us now in the form of their descendant actions. We know that this is bearing down on us, and we're aware that we have no future in this system that we've created, an illusion and a giant pyramid of purchasing power, which will topple with its own victims, intact as they fall, to face the horrifying death of nothingness they have so long denied. What is it about Western culture, Western Judeo-Christian culture, that can irk the soul of a malcontent like nothing else? It is the conformity and the numbing insistence on sameness and equality that makes us all feel like products, like things designed only to serve in a system that cannot appreciate our individual qualities. And thus, as our world is polluted, our ethnicities and cultures are destroyed, our families are torn by capitalism, and we are each forced into a pigeonhole, we cannot react. We are frozen in time by our own fear. Good luck to this generation. We're the people who face the music and bring forth the raw and screaming hatred. The elite of black metal moves onward through a process akin to that which nature uses when her fires, earthquakes, and destructive storms rake the earth. The stress that we place upon the survival of any organism will guarantee that organism to be stronger in overcoming those goals. Embrace pessimism and the darkness of black metal. Celebrate only the elite, and natural evolution will occur. The next generation is ours, and if we are rigorous in our demands, it shall meet our expectations and hopes. Thank you for listening to KCUF.